let's start off with cricket. The Joburg Super Kings notched a second straight SA20 win, cruising to a 6-wicket bonus point victory over the Durban Super Giants at Kingsmead last night. Pranilan Subrayan, who actually plays for Joburg Super Kings, feel a little bit like he crossed us, but that's another chat for another day. And Richard Gleeson took 3 wickets apiece. DSG was skittled for just 86 before Ali Rousseau's 43 guided the Super Kings home with more than 12 overs to spare, lifting them to second on the table. Now, Durban Super Giants will have a chance to redeem themselves when they play Joburg Super Kings at Wanderers tomorrow. There is action to look out for today. Sunrisers Eastern Cape play hosts to Paarl Royal at 1 o'clock. MI Cape Town and Pretoria Capitals are in action at Newlands at 5:30. And then in football now, in the Africa Cup of Nations, first Nigeria powered into the last 16 with a 3-1 win over Uganda, while Senegal thumped Benin 3-0. And then DR Congo also progressed to the knockouts after beating Botswana 3-0. And Tunisia booked their spot with a 1-0 draw against Tanzania. We'll have to wait for tonight's action to see who Bafana Bafana will face in the knockout stages, with Equatorial Guinea and Algeria kicking off at 6 o'clock. Gabon and Ivory Coast will kick off at 9 o'clock. In the other 9 o'clock fixture, Mozambique and Cameroon will be in action. And then Arsenal will head into the new year top of the Premier League after thrashing Aston Villa 4-1 to move 5 points clear. Manager Mikel Arteta says it's been a fantastic 12 months for the club, and he's hoping 2026 delivers even more.
In the personal level, professional level, the way these guys and the club and the staff made me enjoy my work every single day. And 2026, we know what we want. We're going to have to work really hard for it every single day. But I think we're in the right trajectory.
Cole Palmer was among the scorers for Chelsea, who drew 2-2 with Bournemouth. Wolves boss Rob Edwards says their 1-1 draw with Manchester United was a step in the right direction. They remain winless and 15 points adrift safety. He's pleased to earn his first positive result since taking charge, though.
It's nice to take something from the game. I do feel it's the least we deserved. I do. But, yes, progress. So I suppose that's the word that I've used in the other interviews. It's progress.
Then finally, world number 2, Luke Humphries, eased through to the quarterfinals of the World Darts Championships with a 4-1 win over Kevin Dutz, and will face Gian.